Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Now we'll move on. More than 5,300 bodies, as you heard in the headlines, have been counted in the Libyan city of Derna. And the death toll is expected to increase significantly as well, may even double, a minister in the regional administration said after the country was hit by catastrophic floods. The flooding was caused by a huge Mediterranean storm that burst dams and swept away buildings and wiped out as much as a quarter of the eastern coastal city of Derna. For more, we're joined by Ricardo Pire, who's head of emergencies at UNICEF Global. And we're also joined by Omar Benkiran, a consultant geriatrician at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast, who's originally from Derna and whose family lives there at the moment. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might turn to you, Omar Benkiran, first of all. I hope you and your family are all, well, I know you're safe, you're here, but your family are all safe.
Yeah, thank you very much for giving me this chance to speak about this disaster happening on my townset in Derna. So my family is okay there, but as you know, it's a big wound to all Derna people. And our feelings and our, you know, sad times we are through is because everyone is being affected in Derna. So, yeah.
What are people telling you in the city of Derna at the moment? What are they seeing?
I've been just in contact with my family and friends and neighbors and you know, the people in Derna. Unfortunately, as you would expect in such disaster, you know, the people are in complete shock and paralyzed by what happened in a very short period of time. You know, the number of fatalities, that's around 7,000 now, and we have more than 10,000 are missing people, and nobody knows what is exactly the size and the magnitude of the problem. As you would expect, you know, it's beyond any local or national, you know, ability to manage and to face such problems. You know, the only thing that everyone mentioned is the national unity and the aids from all parts from Libya. Some people have been moved from thousands of kilometers, you know, from Tripoli, Misrata and Benghazi and everywhere in Libya, you know, to help Derna during this sad time.
Yeah, stay with me, Omar, if you can, for a moment or two. As I say, I'm also joined by Ricardo Pire, head of emergencies at UNICEF Global. That effort, because it's beyond the capability and would be of any nation to deal with such a catastrophe, the international effort is of utmost importance, Ricardo. Can you tell me, we'll talk about that effort in just a second, but what are your colleagues seeing on the ground?
Thanks for having me. And first of all, my sentiments to Omar. It's really a tragedy what's happening in Libya, a country that was recovering from many years of conflict and looking ahead at a brighter future. And now it has been hit by this storm that has destroyed many parts of the country, including your home city, Derna, Omar. So my sentiments. We're hearing very similar stories from our colleagues on the ground in Tripoli. Access is a problem. There is very little space for moving supplies at the moment, but it's not completely closed, which gives us hope that in the couple of days or coming days, things will improve. We are hearing a lot of stories of families stranded, hospitals collapsed, buildings collapsed, health services being disrupted, warehouses being impacted, which means children are not able to get the medications they need. They're not able to access the health services they need. They're being separated from families because of the floods. And moreover, when such a storm hits, the immediate impact is devastating. But what comes next is potentially even more dangerous for children as we look at risks of waterborne diseases and children being away from schools and on the move, displaced. You've heard the numbers. So it's really tragic, and it's quickly turning into a catastrophe.
Yeah, the numbers are really staggering. And the aftermath, as you say, can be extremely complex and difficult. How difficult a challenge is it, Ricardo, to get the medicines and the supplies and all the resources to the children and the people in general who need them?
At the moment, it's very hard to have it clearly, but what we know is that beyond the immediate risks of death and injury, the floods are posing a severe risk to children's health and safety. So without being able to provide the needed water supplies and medicines and protection and malnutrition supplies, these numbers are likely to increase in terms of children impacted. So even though we don't have the exact number, we're expecting these tragic numbers to increase in the coming days.
Omar, you're a clinician, you're a medic. You'd know the healthcare system that is trying to grapple with such a catastrophe. How well equipped would it be, do you think? We may have lost Omar for just a second. I'll return to Omar if we do re-establish that line. But I will ask you, Ricardo, about the political situation. It's something we discussed in this programme yesterday, and the political infighting and the various governments claiming to govern Libya. How difficult is that making the rescue effort?
Well, children in Libya have been recovering, as I said earlier, from years of conflict and disruption to their childhoods and education, being out of school, having their houses, affected, their households affected, their families impacted. The scenario is very complex, but what we do know is that the international community needs to mobilize. And as UNICEF is doing now, we're starting to move our pre-positioned supplies. We're trying to get to these affected areas, to the areas where we know families are still stranded and there is a risk of from drowning to disease outbreaks to lack of safe drinking water to malnutrition. So we're going above and beyond any challenges that we have at the moment to make sure we reach every child in need.
How long will this effort take? Will it be months and months?
We expect it to be quicker. As I said, we do have open channels for supplies to arrive, but the only airport available now is an hour drive from the most impacted areas, from Derna. So it is challenging, but things are moving. And what we're hearing on the ground is that despite the situation being really serious, we are seeing some progress, and we hope that this will improve in the coming days.
Okay, I think the line is re-established with Omar. Sorry about that, Omar. I was just going to ask you about the healthcare system, the hospital situation in Libya, and how well equipped it would be to deal with such a catastrophe.
Yeah, well, to be honest, to start with, the health system and the civilian defense, resources are not much far away from zero. You know, with such kind of disasters, that will be less than that. Okay, so, and as you would expect with any disaster, you know, there are multiple phases of the problems, you know. Number one, we are talking about dead bodies, you know, and cadavers below the rubble that need to be recovered, you know. Otherwise, we are talking about huge environmental and health issue, you know, would involve the survivors, you know. That's from the complication of the flood itself. The survivors will be in an extreme need, as you would expect. This is the winter is coming. You know, they need a lot of support for day to day life, food, clean water, shelters, and housing problems. Roads have been not possible to use after this huge amount of rain happened. You know, the survivors are having a mental and psychological complications, and as you would expect, you know, we'll have kids without parents, and we have some fragile group, like elderly people, people with chronic diseases. They need a medication. They need a continuous supply of those medications. You know, as rightly being said, you know, what I heard at the end is the transportation of these materials and these goods is very, very challenging. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they have been using Benghazi Airport, which is 300 kilometers from Derna, and the problem of road is not helping. You know, so there should be some other, like, extraordinary measures or aids to help that, you know, by using helicopters or the boats through the sea or something like this.
Well, as Ricardo was telling us, the aid agencies on the ground and international efforts are trying to solve all of those problems. It's a really complex situation, and it's tragedy heaped upon tragedy at the moment. And my heart goes out to you and all of your fellow Libyans. Omar Benkiran, consultant geriatrician at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast, thank you very much indeed for joining us, as well as Ricardo Pire, head of emergencies at UNICEF Global.